Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 60 Minutes ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Tonight, the president of Ukraine tells 60 Minutes about his desperate fight with Russia, preventing World War III, and why his people who have lost so much will never deal with Putin. It's a difficult job. You understand me, right? Giving awards to people whose faces show their whole world has collapsed?
You think America is the only democracy in the world with a problem?
Democracia! Democracia!
This is Israel. And for months now, there have been these massive protests against Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government.
You want to make those elected officials understand that what they're doing is wrong. You want to wake up and shake up people. And you don't do that by being nice.
Deion Sanders was always faster than just about everyone. But the speed at which he's transforming college football, well, that needed to be documented by 60 Minutes.
Who's the best coach in college football today?
Let me see a mirror so I can look at it.
You feel that?
What, you think I'm going to sit up here and tell you somebody else? You think that's the way I operate? That somebody else got that on me?
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
I'm Sharon Alfonsi.
I'm John Wertheim.
I'm Cecilia Vega.
I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories and more tonight on the 56th season premiere of 60 Minutes.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Scott Pelley reports from Ukraine, where he sat down with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv.
We met President Zelensky as he prepared to depart Kyiv for the United States. This week, he will speak at the UN and meet President Biden. It is a critical time. U.S. officials tell us that over nearly 600 days, almost 500,000 troops have been killed or wounded, both sides altogether. Part of the cost, so far, of Vladimir Putin's unprovoked invasion. We spoke to Zelensky on Thursday. He told us that his people are dying every day to prevent World War III.
We're defending the values of the whole world, Zelensky said. And these are Ukrainian people who are paying the highest price. We are truly fighting for our freedom. We are dying. We're not fiction. We're not a book. We're fighting for real, with a nuclear state that threatens to destroy the world.
The United States has contributed about $70 billion to your war effort. And I wonder if you expect that level of support to continue.
The United States of America is supporting Ukraine financially, and I'm grateful for this. I just think they're not supporting only Ukraine alone. If Ukraine falls, Putin will surely go further. What will the United States of America do when Putin reaches the Baltic states, when he reaches the Polish border? He will. This is a lot of money. We have a lot of gratitude. What else must Ukraine do for everyone to measure our huge gratitude? We are dying in this war. Look, if Ukraine falls, what will happen in 10 years? Just think about it. If the Russians reach Poland, what's next? A third world war?
What will it take? Another $70
billion?
I don't have an answer. The whole world has to decide whether we want to stop Putin or whether we want to start the beginning of a world war. We can't change Putin. Russian society has lost the respect of the world. They elected him and re-elected him and raised a second Hitler. They did this. We cannot go back in time, but we can stop it here. Ukraine stopped the Russian advance, but at a terrible cost. Ruined cities, millions of refugees, untold thousands of dead. All for Vladimir Putin's nation-building vanity. Today, the war is fought on a 700-mile front. The red area is the 20% of Ukraine still occupied by Russia. This is where Western-donated tanks were supposed to punch through, cutting the Russian force in half. But trenches, minefields, and artillery stopped the armored advance. Now, it's an artillery duel, with each side firing about 40,000 shells a day. Ukrainian infantry is advancing bloody yards at a time. It's World War I with drones.
How would you describe the fighting at the front?
Складна ситуація. Буду абсолютно відвертим з вами.
It's a difficult question. I'll be completely honest with you. We have the initiative. This is a plus.
Зупинили наступ російського.
We stopped the Russian offensive and we moved into a counteroffensive. But despite that, it's not very fast. It is important that we are moving forward every day and liberating territory.
You have about 6 weeks of good weather left, and I wonder after that point, will the front be frozen in place?
We need to liberate our territory as much as possible and move forward. Even if it's less than half a mile or 100 yards, we must do it. We can't lose time. Forget about the weather and the like. In places that we can't get through in an armored vehicle, let's fly. If we can't fly, let's send drones. We mustn't give Putin a break. If the front is stationary, Ukrainian drones have vaulted into Russia itself, hitting the Kremlin, warplanes, and Moscow high-rises. Officially, Ukraine does not acknowledge these attacks.
The drone strikes in Russia are being done on your orders?
No.
Not on your orders.
Well, you know.
How is this happening?
You know we don't shoot at the territory of the Russian Federation. We decided to try the question another way.
What message is being sent with these drone strikes in Russia?
You do know that we use our partners' weapons on the territory of Ukraine only, and this is true. But these are not punitive operations, such as they carry out, killing civilians. But Russia needs to know that wherever it is, whichever place they use for launching missiles to strike Ukraine, Ukraine has every moral right to send a response to those places. We are responding to them, saying, "Your sky is not as well protected as you think." Last winter, it was Ukrainian skies that were filled with missiles in a Russian bombardment to destroy power plants. Millions shivered in the dark. With winter approaching again, Zelensky had this warning. They must know, if you cut off our power, deprive us of electricity, deprive us of water, deprive us of gasoline, you need to know. We have the right to do it to you. Russia takes Zelensky seriously now because Putin's mass invasion was a fiasco. The red marks where Ukraine stopped Russia's advance last year. It also marks the stain of Russia's war crimes.
Mr. President, in traveling around Ukraine for the last year and a half, we spoke to people in bombed-out schools in Chernihiv. We've seen destroyed apartment blocks in Borodyanka, a bombed hospital in Izium, civilians in a mass grave in Bucha. These are not military targets. What is Vladimir Putin trying to do?
Zlomat.
To break us.
И Путин.
And by choosing civilian targets, Putin wanted to achieve exactly this, to break us. This person who has made his way with such bloody actions, with everything he has said, cannot be trusted. There is no trust in such a person because he has not been a human being for a long time.
The Russians have suffered grievous losses without resorting to nuclear weapons. And I wonder if you believe that the threat of nuclear war is now behind us.
I think he's going to continue threatening. He's waiting for the United States to become less stable. He thinks that's going to happen during the U.S. election. He'll be looking for instability in Europe and the United States of America. He will use the risk of using nuclear weapons to fuel that instability. He will keep on threatening. That U.S. election he mentioned worries him. His negotiations with President Biden have been contentious at times, but Zelensky tends to get what he asks for, even if, in Zelensky's opinion, it's generally 6 months too late. This week, Zelensky will press Mr. Biden for missiles with longer range. Congress is debating another $24 billion package.
Люди дуже важливі.
And if Ukraine had enough of these modern systems, we would have already restored the territorial integrity of Ukraine. We would have already done that. These systems exist.
Are you safe here?
We first met Zelensky not long after the invasion, when his office was a blacked-out bunker.
Be careful.
Now, a year and a half later, we noticed a difference. As we were setting up the interview, the former actor used his talent to mask the strain. He smiled at a compliment to his wife.
Yeah, so great.
And then instantly he seemed pulled beneath a depth no one can know. We don't know what he was thinking. It looked like empathy for the lost and for those who might be saved. Our time with Zelensky began in silence, a remembrance of the fallen, during a ceremony to award medals of valor. Ukrainian officials tell us Ukraine and Russia have lost their professional armies. Now the forces are made up of volunteers, draftees, and, in Russia's case, prison inmates. Zelensky counts his dead in casualty reports each morning.
You are the president, but it must be humbling to meet those men. I wonder what they mean to you.
First of all, it's a great honor for me. I look into their eyes and it makes me proud that we have such strong people, because this is a big risk, a big risk. You can definitely lose your life for the sake of saving other lives. And when I say other lives, I don't speak in general. I mean my own life, the lives of my children. And I understand completely what risks are involved. That empathy for life has Volodymyr Zelensky reaching out again to the United Nations and the United States, hoping to convince the Allies that the world can be safe only when Ukraine is whole.
Can you give up any part of Ukraine for peace?
No. This is our territory.
You must have it all, including Crimea.
Сьогодні ми з вами, ви мені про це сказали, ви бачили, я нагороджував людей.
Today, you and I, you said it to me, you saw me awarding people medals. Well, today is a day like that. A week ago, I gave awards to parents of soldiers who have been killed. There were 24 families of the dead. There was a woman, she was with three children. There were parents, very old, they could barely walk, and they had had only one son. One of the women was pregnant. She arrived holding a baby in her arms, and she was pregnant. And that baby will never see. What should I tell them? That all of them died so that we could say, it's okay, Russia, you can take it all.
Це складна місія, розумієте, да?
It's a difficult job. You understand me, right? Giving awards to people whose faces show their whole world has collapsed. And all I can give them, all I can give them, is victory.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to the United States with plans to meet President Biden at the UN General Assembly this week, as his country faces perhaps its worst domestic crisis ever. And it's not about the Palestinian conflict. It's about Israelis fighting Israelis. Massive numbers have poured into the streets to protest the Netanyahu coalition, Israel's most far-right government ever, and its move to weaken the court system. The judicial overhaul is seen as so radical, President Biden has urged Netanyahu to walk away from this, telling him on the phone to uphold our, quote, shared democratic values. This is what up to 200,000 Israelis across the country have done every Saturday night for over 8 months. This packed protest is in Tel Aviv. Some nights have turned violent, with police clashes, counter-protests, and cars ramming into the crowds. It can feel like the country is unraveling. The protests were triggered by the government's judicial initiative to sap the Supreme Court of much of its power. A wide majority of the country sees weakening the court as a power grab, since it is the only check in Israel on the government.
This is a red alert on our democracy!
People who had never demonstrated in their lives have poured into the streets.
Democracia! Democracia!
Like Eyal Neve. He leads a group of tens of thousands of military reservists who are at the forefront of this democracy movement. They call themselves Brothers and Sisters in Arms, as it says on their T-shirts. They're pilots, fighters, intelligence officers. Some are war heroes. Many still go on dangerous missions.
And now the danger is from inside.
More than the enemies from
now,
without.
Yes, more, much more. This is an existential threat to Israel.
We spoke to three of them. Shira Etting.
I was a combat helicopter pilot.
Ron Scherf.
Commander in the Special Forces.
And Omri Ronan.
I'm a former officer in an elite commander unit.
When a regime, a government, wants to gain unlimited power, people are afraid. And the people in the streets today are afraid that the government is going to gain unlimited power without judicial review.
They all served under Netanyahu's past governments without hesitation, but fear this one, a coalition of settler extremists and the ultra-Orthodox. The head of national security has had multiple convictions, including supporting terrorism against Arabs. The finance minister is a self-described fascist homophobe. As for Netanyahu, he's in the midst of three separate trials on charges of corruption. The protesters say that laws his government has introduced, over 200 of them, would not only weaken the courts, but control the press and diminish individual rights, and that this is how democracies like Hungary became autocratic.
What happened in Hungary and Poland will not happen here.
There is a trend, and it's going against you.
Yeah.
Around the world.
We'll be the first to stop it.
You're all determined.
We are not joking. We are really trying to stop it, and we will succeed.
One of their big worries is that without a strong Supreme Court, the ultra-Orthodox bloc in the government could turn Israel into a theocracy where biblical laws prevail.
Our Supreme Court is our last line of defense. This is our last safeguard. We need them empowered, we need them independent. That's what we fight for.
What is at stake for women, Shira?
That we will be sitting in the back of the bus.
Literally?
Literally.
Are you married?
I'm married to a woman, a doctor. We have a daughter, she's 1 year and 8 months.
Her fear of an assault on women's and gay rights is well-founded. A government member said the gay community is more dangerous than ISIS and Hezbollah. Another major complaint is that the ultra-Orthodox hardly pay any taxes and don't have to serve in the military, which is compulsory for all other Jewish Israelis. The Supreme Court ruled that that is not fair. But defying the court, the Orthodox plan to pass a law in the Knesset, Israel's parliament, that would turn their unofficial military exemption into an ironclad law.
They want a law that they will not go to the army. My 15 years old, in 3 years, you will go to the army. I'm gonna not sleep like 3 years. And the other father, the ultra-Orthodox father, will sleep all the time.
Eyal Neve, father of six, is so passionate about this, he's working at Brothers and Sisters in Arms round the clock. He and Ron served together in Israel's most famous commando unit, like the Green Berets, called Seirat Matkal. They're using their military skills to lead a campaign of civil disobedience and harassment, including at the homes of Knesset members, to pressure them to vote down the judicial overhaul.
You want to make those elected officials understand that what they're doing is wrong. You want to wake up and shake up people. And you don't do that by being nice.
That means forming human chains in front of the defense ministry. They block major traffic arteries. Their barricade of the Knesset brought out police water cannons. Members, including Ron, have been arrested and interrogated. Here, they're surrounding the car of Justice Minister and Vice Prime Minister Yariv Levin, the architect of the controversial judicial overhaul. They wreak havoc outside his home by burning tires and disturbing his neighbors. He says he respects their right to protest, but to remember his government won the election.
No democracy can accept a situation that the government, the elected government, that has a majority in the parliament, won't be able to pass any bill and to do anything because there are protests, because there are some people that are against it.
You say that people who fear that there won't be equal rights for everybody are completely mistaken and their charges are baseless. However, you are part of the most right-wing government that Israel has ever had.
I'm proud to be part of that government, and I think that's what Israelis wanted to see.
But you have people in your cabinet who have made openly racist and homophobic statements, and they're ministers.
I can assure you that the vast majority of the members of parliament that support this government stand firmly behind democratic and liberal principles.
But under your rules, if they all pass, the government could overrule the court. Am I wrong?
This is not what I'm offering. The situation in Israel is that the Supreme Court is above the government, is above the parliament, is even above the will of the people. What I want to do is to balance it.
He says the court is an elite bastion that too often overrules lawmakers chosen by the people. The fight over the court has brought the country to a cold civil war. In July, the first step of Levine's judicial overhaul passed, severely limiting the court's power to strike down government decisions. Some 10,000 military reservists were so upset, they pledged to stop showing up for duty. Some of Netanyahu's allies suggested they should be tried, even executed.
If you want pilots to be able to fly and shoot bombs and missiles into houses knowing they might be killing children, they must have the strongest confidence in the people making those decisions.
And the moral values of them.
Exactly.
When they made their decision, many brothers and sisters in arms came to tears.
It was the hardest things to do. When you are in your DNA, are a soldier, this is what I do 25 years. It's in my blood. It's like to cut a hand.
Do you know what they say about you, your group? That you're unpatriotic and that you're traitors.
They can say whatever they want. I am a patriot. Every year I go to reserve and serve. I leave the house, I leave my children, I leave my wife, I leave everyone to serve. My friends died for this country.
The military has warned that losing so many pilots and high-ranking reservists could jeopardize readiness and hurt national security. But several former heads of the military and Mossad support the protest and blame the government for allowing the situation to come to this. If you did find out that Israel was at risk because of so many reservists leaving, would you step back and withdraw your proposals?
What's the price of democracy? What are you suggesting me to do? We'll tell the Israeli citizens, okay, don't go to vote. There's no need to hold elections. We'll come to those ex-militarists and we'll ask them what we are allowed to do or not.
One issue, rarely mentioned by the brothers and sisters in arms, is the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. If you don't include Palestinian rights as part of what you're fighting for, then how can you say you're fighting for democracy?
Many Israelis have different opinions on the Palestinian conflict, and it's a very dividing issue.
So your coalition would splinter, the protest coalition.
If you want to be able to solve the occupation one day, and I think that everyone here does, the only way to stop it and to solve it is to make sure Israel remains a democracy.
This past week, the Supreme Court held a hearing to decide whether to revoke the first step of Levine's judicial package. If the court does, Netanyahu won't say whether he will comply. If he doesn't, it would lead to an unprecedented crisis, leaving it up to the military, the police, and the citizens to decide whose orders to follow, the courts or the elected officials. Brothers and Sisters in Arms says it's red alert for Israel's future, with democracy at stake. But, you know, in terms of democracy, you can't forget this is a government that was voted in by the people of Israel. And that's democracy.
Every democracy that turned into a dictatorship was elected in a democratic way. This is how democracies turn into dictatorships.
And it's not like you wake one day and you say, okay, now we're a dictatorship. Small, small things will change the face of Israel. People, you know, tend to say, wow, in my country this can happen? No, no, it's only these guys shouting. But it's happening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Conventionally, 60 Minutes doesn't profile the same subject twice in two seasons. But convention doesn't intersect with Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. Last fall, we met Sanders in Mississippi, where he was coaching Jackson State to prominence in a conference of historically black colleges and universities. Then, the man who calls himself Coach Prime high-stepped it to Boulder, to the University of Colorado, taking his blazingly singular style with him. There, he hasn't just awoken a dormant program, but has transformed it into the talk of college football, if not American sports. Sanders is revered. He is reviled. But his sudden impact is indisputable. For the second time in two radically different environments, unapologetic as ever, he's shaken the sport like a snow globe. Are you the change agent? Are you the ultimate change agent?
I make a difference. I truly make a difference. I make folks nervous, man. I get folks moving in their seat. I get folks twirling their thumbs. I get them thinking and second-guessing themselves. You know, have you ever been so clean that you walked in and somebody looked down at you, then they looked at themselves, they had to check themselves because you were so clean? I have that effect.
That's the vibe you're getting.
I have that effect. That was some good game right there, but God, that was good. We ain't got next.
We got now.
We got now. We ain't coming no more.
This was the scene in the locker room 2 weekends ago.
Give me my theme music!
Before the Colorado Buffaloes and their new coach, Deion Sanders, opened the season a 21-point underdog at TCU.
Do your job, everybody do your job!
Colorado was fresh off a 1-11 season. TCU was fresh from playing in last season's national championship game. With skill and will, the Buffaloes won 45-42 behind their star quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. But the real focus, as ever, was on Shedeur's 56-year-old father. It was his first win as coach of a Power 5 school, the highest level of college football.
Do you feel like you were underestimated? You come here and it's, I don't know if Coach Prime can win. You must have heard what some of these other coaches were saying, both secretly and out loud.
That's fear.
Fear?
Yeah, that's fear. That's like, hey, man, shoot, we don't want to let that engine that could get going, because if that engine that could get going, he going to start saying, I think I can, I think I can. And sooner or later, he going to start saying, I know I can, I know I can. Then sooner or later, he going to start saying, I did that.
His Colorado debut drew national attention and monster TV ratings. Interest compounded last weekend when the Buffaloes played before the biggest home crowd in 15 years and beat rival Nebraska. This weekend, both Fox and ESPN dispatched their pregame shows, The Rock included, to Boulder. Then the Buffaloes rallied late to beat Colorado State in a double overtime thriller. 3 games into the season, the foothills of the Rockies marked the unlikely epicenter of an entire sport.
What's this been like for you?
it's been a lot of fun.
Rick George, who hired Coach Prime, has been Colorado's athletic director for a decade.
It's great for us to be able to bring this program back to relevancy. And we had failed in my previous 9 years, 10 years.
Fair to call this a bit of a Hail Mary?
It wasn't a Hail Mary, but it was a moment in time for our university and our athletic department that we were either going to be relevant or we were going to be irrelevant.
It's too early to quantify the full Prime effect, but merchandise sales up 819% from last season. Instagram followers up more than tenfold. Season tickets sold out. Sanders might be the ideal coach for these shifting times in college football. Another son, Deion Jr., is part of the army of videographers filming the team nonstop for YouTube and an upcoming docuseries.
This team won 1 game last season.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, in a way, a point of appeal?
God wouldn't relocate me to something that was successful. That don't make sense, do it? He had to find the most disappointing and the most difficult task. And this is what it was, and this is what it is. And I love that.
This wasn't dissimilar to what he told us last year, that God had called him collect to come to Jackson State University and elevate, yes, the football program, but also all HBCUs.
Switch!
He stayed 3 seasons, but the same night last December that JSU won the conference championship, Sanders announced he was off to Colorado to climb another mountain.
You left Jackson State, and you left quick. What do you tell those kids?
I didn't leave quick. Let's slow down. I didn't leave quick. I left when I was supposed to leave. We finished. Most coaches get a new job and they leave expeditiously. I finished the task.
You say finish the task. Was there more work you could have done in Jackson? Or
I think we did a tremendous job in Jackson. I think we laid down a tremendous blueprint.
We tried to press Sanders on the circumstances surrounding his abandoning the mission at Jackson State. He's hinted the school's lack of forward thinking may have factored in his decision. But on this topic, he was about as elusive as he was returning punts for touchdowns in the NFL.
What'd you tell his kids when you left?
Opportunity. Call. Sooner or later in life, there will be opportunity that knocks at your door. And at this juncture in my life, I felt like the opportunity for not only me, but for my kids as well, was tremendous. Not only did we take several kids from that team, three trainers, maybe 12 to 14 staffers. So we afforded to give people a tremendous opportunity here.
The distance between Jackson and Boulder is 1,000 miles, and immeasurably further culturally. Sanders went from a city that is 83% black to one that is 1% black. From a place with a water crisis to the kind of hipster college town where there's a shop devoted to kites.
What are your first impressions?
Beautiful. Unbelievable. Just the whole peace and serenity of it all. I'd never fathom coming here. I ain't ever even vacationed here, man. I never been skiing or whatever you call it, snowboarding or whatever, all the stuff. You know, I ain't never done none of that.
You don't even fly fish?
No, I don't. I fish. I fly wide-eyed fish, but I don't fly fish.
Still, he wasted no time ingratiating himself in the community, including a visit to Peggy Copham, a 98-year-old Buffalo superfan.
Are you Prime?
That's what they call me.
Do I call you that? Or?
No, they call me anything.
Yeah. How about good-looking?
There you go.
That'll do? Okay.
He was less embracing of the incumbent Colorado players. At the first team meeting in December, Sanders encouraged players to enter the transfer portal, an open market for athletes to find new schools.
I promise you, it's my job to get rid of them.
And make room for superior talent he planned to bring in. More than 50 players eventually transferred out.
You got here and you didn't pull punches. You told some of these guys.
Have I ever? You take a team that's won one game and you fire the whole coaching staff. So who did the coaching staff recruit? The kids. So the kids are just as much to blame as the coaching staff. And I came to the conclusion that a multitude of them can help us get to where we wanted to go.
You told most of these guys, the more you jump in, the more room you're going to make. Those of you we don't run off, we're going to try to make you quit.
Yeah.
You made it very clear.
Yeah. Now, if you went for that, if you were able to let words run you off, you ain't for us because we're old school staff. We coach hard. We coach tough. We're disciplinarians. So if you're allowing verbiage to run you off because you don't feel secure with your ability, you ain't for us.
If some kid said, you know what? No, I'm staying. You're not going to run me off with your words.
Right. Stay.
So
prove it.
I'm sure that your straight talk was appreciated by some, but is this scorched earth policy good for college football or for the kids?
I think truth is good for kids. We're so busy lying, we don't even recognize the truth no more in society. We want everybody to feel good. That's not the way life is. Now, it is my job to make sure I have what we need to win. That makes a lot of people feel good. Winning does.
I got to push back on this. You're a father of college athletes.
Yes.
If they called you and say, hey, we got a new coach, and they're telling me to get in the transfer portal.
I say, son, you must not be doing well.
That's what you'd say.
You must not be doing well because you should be an asset and not a liability. I'm honest with my kids.
His kids include Shadur, the star quarterback, and Shiloh, a starting safety.
Do you guys have any idea that you were going to be this good and capture the country the way you have?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, we both didn't come here, have our dad coaching just to lose.
A year ago to the day, we watched Shadur fling and zing touchdown passes at Jackson State. But there were questions about whether he could do the same against stiffer competition. Well, in his first two games at Colorado, he threw for nearly 1,000 yards without an interception.
You were putting up big numbers at Jackson State. You're doing it here against teams in the Big Ten, Big 12.
Yeah.
Must be gratifying.
Yeah, no, these two games was the most yards I passed for in my career. So it's just exciting knowing that, you know, it translates and, like, on a bigger stage, I just feel better.
He's also, and again, welcome to today's college sports, translated his success into riches thanks to NIL, name, image, likeness, income. So much so, he drives a $190,000 Mercedes Maybach. And Shadur might not even be the team's best player. Travis Hunter also followed Coach Prime from Jackson to Colorado. His coach lets him play offense and defense, virtually unheard of in the modern college game.
You've got two really good Heisman-quality players on this team.
Yes.
Your son and Travis Hunter.
Yes, sir.
first half of the first game of the season, you're already publicly talking about Travis Hunter's Heisman chances. Who does that?
A coach that loves his kids. The coach that understands that's what those kids desire. And I'm supposed to do that. That's what we told them when they were coming and choosing to play for us. My kids that play for me, they didn't choose a university. They chose me. That's the difference.
Coaches have chosen to join Sanders as well. The staff he overhauled and upgraded includes former head coaches
switch
and former coordinators from schools like Alabama.
Now that you're a Power Five guy, who's the best coach in college football today?
Let me see a mirror so I can look at it.
You feel that?
What, you think I'm going to sit up here and tell you somebody else? You think that's the way I operate? That somebody else got that on me? But I tell you this, I love and I adore and I respect, and every time I do a commercial with Coach Saban, it's a gift. Just sitting in his presence and hearing him and throwing something else out there so I could hear his viewpoint on it, because he's forgotten more things than I may ever accomplish. So I'm a student looking up to this wonderful teacher saying, Just throw me a crumb of what you know.
For all the bling and bluster, there is some humility. And the current mania may die down a bit as Colorado faces a welter of tougher opponents the rest of the season. But Deion Sanders has invigorated a campus, a program, an entire sport.
Game ball, Peggy!
And damn if he hasn't made it fun.
Give me my theme music! Yeah.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight's broadcast opens the 56th season of 60 Minutes. From the beginning, Don Hewitt conceived this broadcast as a magazine, a mix of stories, some hard news, some not, but all well told to shed light on our times. And we work to remain true to that today. In the coming weeks, we'll report on progress against Alzheimer's disease, take you to an island in the Irish Sea for a look at a fast and often deadly motorcycle race, and explore the decidedly slower life of sloths. We'll watch the economy and return to the war in Ukraine. On some Sundays this year, we'll follow our regular 60 Minutes with what sports broadcasts call bonus coverage, two additional all-new stories. I'm Leslie Stahl. We'll be back next week with another edition of 60 Minutes.
If you like 60 Minutes, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than three decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.